This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak informs House that the government has formed high-level investigation committee to address issues related to immigration and visit visas. House of Representatives scheduled to pass the Appropriation Bill 2025 today. Ruling parties issue whip to vote in favor of the budget. And the U.S. President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Israel and Iran now in effect. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has informed that the House of Representatives that the government has formed a high-level investigation committee to address issues related to immigration and visit visas. Taking time in the House meeting today, Home Minister Lekhak said that the committee had been asked with studying past issues and preparing recommendations for long-term solutions, without affecting the ongoing investigation being conducted by the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. He emphasized that the country was facing a serious problem in this area and stressed the importance of working together to resolve it. The Home Minister called on all sides to cooperate in completing the task effectively. The high-level committee is chaired by former Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal, Sankar Das Bairagi. The committee includes 6 joint secretaries from various ministries as members. The committee has been assigned 9 mandates and will formulate its own working procedures to carry out the study and investigation. It has been given a deadline of 3 months from the date it begins its work. Meanwhile, the House is scheduled to pass the Appropriation Bill 2025 today. The major ruling parties have already issued a whip for their parliamentarians to vote in favor of the budget. Likewise, a meeting of the ruling coalition parties convened by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today concluded with the decision to ensure the passage of Appropriation Bill 2025 in the Federal Parliament. According to the leaders, during the meeting, an understanding had also been reached between the major party, CPN-UML, and Nepali Congress on the take-and-pay provision included in the budget. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav yesterday held a courtesy meeting with Dinar Thompson, the U.S. ambassador to Nepal, at the Vice President's office in Lanchur. During the meeting, discussions were held on various aspects of Nepal-U.S. relations, bilateral cooperation, diplomatic partnerships, and future possibilities. Vice President Yadav noted that since the establishment of diplomatic ties in 1947, the two nations have maintained cordial and mutually respectful relations. U.S. Ambassador Thompson affirmed that development projects, including MCC and USAID initiatives, were progressing positively. He noted the vibrant and active role of the Nepali community in the United States and expressed confidence that Nepal and the U.S. could achieve significant milestone through mutual collaboration. Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari, and British Ambassador Rob Fenn held a meeting at the NPC office in Singhadarbar yesterday to discuss deepening bilateral ties. The meeting focused on enhancing cooperation in plan implementation, research, and addressing climate change challenges. Vice Chair Adhikari highlighted that Nepal's 16th plan adopted a unique thematic approach, with implementation strategies currently being developed through coordinated consultations with ministries to maximize benefits and resolve contradictions. Ambassador Fenn praised the NPC's strategies work plan, drawing parallels with the UK's problem-solving partnership model for policy and implementation. He emphasized creating a favorable environment for foreign investment in Nepal and pledged British support to mitigate the impacts of climate change. Ambassador Fenn also expressed that United Kingdom's commitment to long-term collaboration in education, research and economic sectors, particularly to help Nepal navigate trade challenges following its anticipated graduation from least developed country's status in 2026. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran is now in effect. He urged both nations to respect the agreement and refrain from any further violations. According to the BBC, the ceasefire was declared several hours earlier by President Trump. The Israeli government has announced its acceptance of the ceasefire proposal put forward by President Trump. In an official statement, it warned that any breach of the agreement would be met with a strong response. However, according to the latest post on social media by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, Tehran has not agreed so far to a ceasefire. There's actually no official announcement of an agreement on the Iranian side. Meanwhile, Iranian state media outlet SNN has reported that Iran has fired a last round of missiles towards Israel before a ceasefire comes into effect. Despite the announcement of ceasefire by Trump, tensions remain high. Israel reported that 4 people were killed in overnight attacks launched by Iran. At the same time, Iranian state media claimed that a final round of missiles was fired just before the truce. According to the reports, Tehran experienced heavy bombardment overnight. Iranian media framed the ceasefire as one that was forced upon Israel following what they described as a successful Iranian missile strike on a U.S. base in Qatar on Monday. The missile launch was said to be in retaliation for Israeli strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend. Qatar later confirmed that all the incoming missiles were intercepted. Meanwhile, Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Secretary General Jassim Al-Budaiwi and the Muslim World League has strongly condemned Iran's missile attack on Qatar. Al-Budaiwi called the attack a blatant violation of Qatar's sovereignty and a threat to GCC state security. He emphasized the unity of GCC countries in supporting Qatar and denounced Iran's action as a breach of international laws. The Muslim World League labeled the attack as a violation of Islamic values and humanitarian norms. Al-Budaiwi urged the UN Security Council and international community to condemn Iran's aggression, deter further escalation, and promote dialogue for regional stability. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to resume deporting migrants to third countries even if those destinations are not their countries of origin. In a 6-3 decision, the justices overturned a lower court ruling that had required the government to provide migrants with a meaningful opportunity to explain any potential dangers they might face if sent to a third country. The court's 3 liberal justices dissented, criticizing the ruling as a decision that rewards lawlessness. The case centers on 8 migrants from Myanmar, South Sudan, Cuba, Mexico, Laos, and Vietnam who were deported in May on a flight reportedly bound for South Sudan. The Trump administration described the group as the worst of the worst. Earlier, U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy in Boston had ruled that such deportations violated his April order, which required that migrants be given the chance to argue they might face torture or death in a third country, even if their previous legal appeals had been exhausted. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province along with the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Kosi Province and Bagmati Province. Also, there are chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak informs House that the government has formed the High-Level Investigation Committee to address issues related to immigration and visit visas. House of Representatives scheduled to pass the Appropriation Bill 2025 today. Ruling parties issue whip to vote in favor of the budget. And U.S. President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Israel and Iran now in effect. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.